this is a hey, good recording, nice, man.
Yeah, yeah, brother, like, dig it. Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning, Mr. Connor. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right.
All right. You want to introduce Connor to the listening audience? A young man who's been a part of... You know, station WAUK for 540 AM, WAUK for what? How long you been on board, man?
It's been about like about 4 weeks now.
Is that all? I thought it was when it was really cold outside.
I mean, it probably has been longer. It's just been. I haven't done a lot of shows yet. So
yeah, well you well listen, man, you got a great voice.
Yeah, thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you really do, man. and you got a great future in radio.
Yeah, I've loved radio ever since I was a kid. So
yeah,
and I listen to mostly podcasts now, but I don't know, I love audio. So
well, you know, Sam has finally gotten a few well-deserved days off.
Yeah, finally.
And it's good to have you on board, man. Tell us a little bit about Connor.
Well, I do music. I'm a musician. I produce, I sing, I rap.
Well, what instrument do you play?
I play piano.
Okay.
So I made one. But mostly like music production and mixing. It's why I do the board stuff, because this is like, I know this stuff like the back of my head, you know, I love it. Yeah, and I've been doing that since I was a kid. And, yeah.
Well, you're not much more than a kid now.
That's true. That's true. I got so many more things left to learn.
No, man. Listen, man. Congratulations. Welcome on board. And I'm glad to have you in today.
Yeah. Thank you.
In the next few days. Mm-hmm. But anyway, got a lot to talk about, you know, an awful lot to talk about, as always. But, you know, I want to do a little bit different show today than I normally do, because, you know, sometimes we get drunk with constantly talking about all the other political things that are going on. And listen, it's not like we're not going to talk about those things and deal with those things, but we're going to deal with a lot of different humanistic kinds of stories and situations this morning. You know, again, we're gonna do the political stuff too, because if I didn't do the political stuff, I don't know if we'd have any listeners. But I want to begin with a horrible story in Milwaukee on yesterday, and it's an all too familiar story that occurs all over the nation when it gets warm. And that's, you know, the drowning of people, right? I mean, you know, you never know. I there are people who are so confident in their ability to swim. You got to be a great swimmer, right, Connor? You're a great swimmer? Can you swim? Not really, no.
I mean, actually, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. I used to swim a lot when I was in Chicago, and I would go and... do laps, because yeah. At a fitness club I used to work at, so I got a lot better like in a very short period of time.
well, swimming is something that you... I'm not a great swimmer. As a matter of fact, I don't swim at all, and it is because I've had a fear of water ever since I... Let me clarify that. A fear of swimming in water.
Okay,
you know,
I was going to say.
Because
I mean, how do you take a shower?
Because you know, you have to clarify those things. But I have this fear of water, and it goes back to a time, man, when I was, I don't know, maybe 10, 11 years old, and I went to a camp, a summer camp, a local church that that my family was involved in. We would go to different camps, and in this camp I went to was in Cedar Lake, and I didn't know anything about swimming, and so somehow we found ourselves in rowboats, and so I'm out in the water. We had on life jackets. And so I'm in the water with the guys, and so we're in this rowboat, and things are a little slow for me, you know. I was bored with the rowboat, and I saw some other guys in the canoe come by, right? And they were just, you know, looked like they were having a lot of fun, man, you know, paddling and all those things. And I said, hey, wait a minute, I want to go in the canoe, right? So then they pull over to let me get in the canoe, and the canoe gets somehow turned over. and I don't know anything about water and swimming and those kinds of things.
Oh, Lord.
And so I panicked, and I'll never forget it. And I didn't know that the life preserver, I'm thinking that the life preserver is going to keep me waist up over the water. And I remember like yesterday, and that's, man, that's 56, 57 years ago. And it frightened me because I thought I was going to drown.
Yeah.
And so that by itself was something that kept me away. And then when I got to high school, we had swimming, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the high school I went to, the swimming pool, the deepest part of the swimming pool was 5.5 feet or 6 feet or something.
Oh, that's not
I know.
Bad.
Well, but I'm saying that you don't learn to swim.
Oh, yeah. No.
And 5.5, the deepest part of the swimming pool is 5.5 feet.
Yeah.
So from that point, you know, I've gone in over the years spending time at the Y, you know, in a pool that's the deepest part is 5.5 feet. They had another pool, but just the fear of water. And there's so many people who have those fears. But I wanted to talk, and I brought that up because a horrible incident happened on yesterday in Milwaukee, where a 10-year-old boy chased a ball into a kind of like a ravine, you know, and he just, you know, disappeared, and his father, you know, did what fathers do and chased his son into the ravine. And then a good friend of the family saw both of them struggling. He jumped in, and needless to say, all three of them drowned. And you know, this time of year, and I didn't look up the numbers, but so many people drown in lakes and rivers and other places because they're confident that they can handle, you know, the water. And they are great swimmers. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I'm just curious, you know, those of you who are listening, how good a swimmer are you, you know? And are you similar to me, you know, even at this point in my life, you know, afraid? There are not many things I'm afraid of, but water is one of them. Because if I can't put my feet firmly on the ground and have my head above the water, I ain't getting in. You know, come on. I'm just not. But the fact that this tragedy occur, there's a couple different ways to look at it, you know, to know and to love someone so much that you basically sacrifice your life, which is what the father did for his son, jumping into that water and to save his son. A heroic thing. And then the family friend who followed the two of them in hopes that he could save them didn't give his own life a second thought. Neither did the dad. But those kinds of things kind of show the goodness of people, right? Of the spirit of being human and doing that kind of thing, heroic thing, giving your life for someone else. No greater gift can a man do than to lay down his life for his fellow man. And that's exactly what took place. But this will be played out over and over again throughout these warm days and summer months. And so it's a story that I just wanted to make sure you guys got to hear. Our phone line's open as always at 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts? Got a lot to talk about this morning. Young Connor is on the board. I'm glad he is. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back. Talk to me, girl, you can't see one.